90 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Vice President Kamala Harris saying she intends to fight for and earn the Democratic nomination. Speaking to staffers at campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, President Biden called in.
We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do everybody here does.
It's mutual.
Where there was no love lost.
J.D. Vance back in a suburban Cincinnati, Ohio hometown, telling his old neighbors that his life there may have been tough, but it was full of love and more.
It was surrounded by something that if we don't fight, is not going to be around for the next generation of kids, and that's opportunity. Middletown had opportunity, and we got to make sure it's there for the next generation.
In addition to Ohio, the Trump campaign hoping Vance's blue-collar roots will play well in other Rust Belt states, including Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.
Our Dave Packer, this is ABC News. Resistance leads to relenting, which leads to revenue.
McDonald's was one of the last to come around with a $5 meal deal after outrage spread on social media about fast food prices and inflation. It took a while for McDonald's to get franchisees on board with a $5 meal deal, but it's worked out so well in boosting traffic that McDonald's says it will be extended at most of its restaurants. 93% of McDonald's restaurants have voted to extend it, some through August. The company saying the meal deal has worked in driving back customers. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Burger King, Wendy's, and Taco Bell offered similar meal deals this summer. Two people were killed aboard a small plane that crashed near an air show in Wisconsin today. Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies and firefighters responded to the crash in the town of Nikimi. The plane crashed about 2 miles south of an Experimental Aircraft Association air show. Organizers say the plane was not part of that. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
No contract for Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers still negotiating with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, the same that represent Aaron Rodgers, for a new deal for Love. They informed the team's vice president of finance, Russ Ball, Saturday night, no deal, no Jordan Love at practice. How far apart are the two sides? GM Brian Gutekunst met with reporters today.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, but you know, we're going to keep those things internal. We're not going to kind of like talk about those things, you know, openly, but it's a really good working relationship between Russ and his agents, and like I said, said, it's these things are, you know, they're big deals, and it takes a little bit of time to get it right for, you know, for what we need. But we I feel we're close, no real timetables as far as how long it's going to take.
Baseball. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tonight. Their crew coming off a 2-game sweep of the Twins in Minnesota. The Bucks are back home in Milwaukee after losing all 5 games in the NBA Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. It's 82 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight, where tonight we are broadcasting from our beautiful state capital, Madison, Wisconsin, from our studios here at Civic Media, looking over State Street on a beautiful summer night. It is great to be in Madison. It is great to be in the summer state, as I like to call Wisconsin. Nobody does summer better than Wisconsin, and tonight is a beautiful example of that. Conrad is holding down the fort in Green Bay. How are things going there, buddy?
It's going good.
He's a man of few words, folks. He gets right to the point.
That's all you need to know.
No drama, I guess. Is the gelato place overflowing with customers or what?
Because
I got great people looking here in Madison.
Yeah, the gelato place is going crazy right now.
Did you get some gelato today?
Not today. I had some on Friday. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it again.
You can't. It's bikini season, buddy. You can't load up on that stuff.
Exactly.
Just pace yourself. This is a fun show tonight, folks. We got Pat McGann, comedian. A lot of times you say up and coming when you haven't really heard of someone, but a lot of you may have already heard of Pat. He is he's had his own Netflix special. He tours with Sebastian Maniscalco. Am I saying that right? Let's Google that, Conrad. I think we need to say that right, because he has not been on the show, but he's Pat's pal, and he's been good to Pat, and Pat's been good to him. Pat is on his way, ladies and gentlemen, and he is here tonight at 7:35, and we'll talk about comedy and how he got started. We're going to hear a little clip from Pat in a few minutes just to kind of tease you guys and get you excited, because he's a very, very funny guy and kind of hasn't really been doing it really that long. He just kind of shot up the charts, which is really hard to do in stand-up. I think if you're like a trained actor and you get your first role, you can end up on another show shortly or quickly after people see you. But with comedy, it just takes work and stage time, and there's really no way around that. But Pat, I'm not saying he got around that, but he had kind of a meteorological rise. Is that a phrase?
I think so.
He got there quickly, is what I'm saying. He's a very talented guy. And then Marta Hansen will be here in hour number 2 at 8:20. She sings a song I love called The Lasts. And Marta was on Live in the Lair, I would say about 4 to 6 weeks ago, here on Max Inc. with Terry Barr and Rocker and Jimmy. And she is just a really just a great, beautiful voice and great songs. And she's also known as the piano gal. She has a love of pianos. She recycles them. She tunes them. She's all about pianos. And it makes sense that she's a singer-songwriter because of her love for piano. So we'll have Marta here in the studio in hour number 2. Pat McGann, hour number 1. Lots to get to. It is Willem Dafoe's birthday today. He is an Appleton native. And in my opinion, and this just happened probably in the last 15 years, like I always thought he was a really good actor. He had a very iconic kind of face and played great bad guys. And he played Jesus. He played Green Goblin. He played a counterfeiter in To Live and Die in L.A. He played Elias in Platoon. Just a phenomenally well-rounded actor. But I would say, like, in the last 15 years, Willem has just elevated his status as maybe one of the best actors of all time. He's got a very, he's got a great look, and he's just a, he's more well-rounded than you think. When you look at Willem Dafoe's face, you go, that's a bad guy. Because he's got, like, this kind of sneer, and he can look like a real tough guy. But I've seen him play just the opposite, too. He's just a phenomenal actor. He hails from Appleton. And that is the subject of our question of the night. Who is your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? You can let us know. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Who is your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? You can go back to the 20s, the 1800s, if you're familiar with thespians from that era, from the Dairy State. But Willem turns 69 today. David Spade turns 60. Danny Glover, 79. I would not have guessed that. And Selena Gomez. Do you own any Selena Gomez, Conrad? She's 32.
Like post? Wait, wait. What was the
no,
question?
Music. Would you turn it into something sick here? Like, yeah, do you own any of Selena Gomez's music?
Well, I mean, you know, gotta listen to some of her stuff. It's really good.
But have you purchased it?
No, I've
that
never.
That would make you a real fan. Okay.
I purchased my Spotify subscription, so does that count?
There you go. Then they can't track you or tell you or tell if what exactly what you're obsessing over. So that's the question of the night. Let us know what you think. This is interesting. Brian Kelly sent me a message today. Brian is the Maggie Dawn's co-host here at Civic Media, and he does some amazing things too with just engineering.
Yeah,
he's just kind of a well-rounded guy. I don't even know like what title exactly. Like, he's on air and he's engineering and he's operations and he's all these kinds of, he's been a guest on Nightlight several times, and he said if Kamala Harris becomes president, or even if she doesn't, if she's just the nominee, as it looks like she will be since Joe Biden stepped down this weekend, we'll see much more of Maya Rudolph. That's a pretty good call. When did she hang it up from Saturday Night Live? I can't remember that. Conrad, take a memo. Will you find that out if you can?
Yeah.
All right. She'll need to be one of us Googling during the show at one time, I think. Twisters opened a big opening this past weekend. The biggest opening ever in America for a disaster film. Pulled in like $82 million. Did you happen to see it, Conrad?
I didn't. I want to see it, though. It looks so good.
You know, I was going to go to a 9 o'clock show last night, only to find out my local theater did not have a 9 o'clock showing on a Sunday night in the summer. I was kind of bummed about that. So I missed it, but I will see it. I got to tell you this other film that I've talked about a little bit, and I think I discussed it with Rob Thomas recently, called Thelma. It's about an elderly woman who gets scammed by some teenager out of like $10,000. And she takes the law into her own hands and tracks the kid down with the help of another guy from a nursing home, played by Richard Roundtree. I rented it last night, and I got to tell you, I was falling asleep. This is a movie that got 100% good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And it's not like it was bad. It was sort of delightful. But I'm going to finish it, but it just, it didn't knock my socks off at least the first 30 or 40 minutes. But I'll stick with it. I want to let you guys know how it is, or at least what I thought of it. So we've got Pat McGann on. He'll be here at 7:35. Let's hear a little bit of Pat, Conrad. We have a clip of Pat. This is from a special he did, I believe from his Netflix special, where he talks about being in his 20s.
I used to live right here, two blocks from this theater. That's when I was in my 20s. Yeah, we got some people in their 20s here. Yeah? Yeah, we hate you. We hate you. Now enjoy it. Enjoy. I can't even talk about my 20s at home. I met my wife when I was like 31. Sometimes she'll ask me, like, what were you doing in your 20s? I'm just like, nothing. I was looking for you. I thought you were in Mexico one weekend. Thought you worked at Hooters for a while. 20s is when you go out, right? And crush it. That's how guys in their 20s talk, right? Like these dudes right here. Look at this. You guys out crushing it tonight with those tight shirts? Those are a little snug, huh? Just left those in the dryer for a while? Just... This one in particular, what size is that? 9 to 12 months? Is that? Yeah? I think my son has that one. Does that snap up down here? Just like three across? Snap it up, let's go. We're gonna go crush it. They make it sound violent when they're going out, right? Young guys, they go, we're gonna get annihilated. Saw this girl the other night, wanna destroy her. Like, what are you talking about? She's 22, she got her whole life in front of her. I would wreck that. I would drink her bathwater. How disgusting is that? Stop saying that if you're saying that. What is that gonna happen? What's that scenario? Just out, get a text, take him on over, I'm in the tub. Doors open, straws on the sink. That's how guys talk though, right? They go and pick up strange. Have you heard of that? That's classy. Let's go get some strange. Let's pound some strange, bro. I have friends that talk like that, and I try and hang in the conversation. Like, yeah, I had sex with my wife. They're like, dude, don't talk about married sex. That's disgusting. Like, really? I can't talk about my familiar? We can only discuss your strange? I barely get any familiar. My familiar is becoming strange.
That's Pat McGann. He'll be here at 7:35 tonight on Nightlight. Our question tonight is, who is your favorite Wisconsin actor or actress? They could live here now. They could be from here. It doesn't really matter. You could go back a century if you want. We're doing this in honor of Willem Dafoe's birthday. He turned 69 today, the Appleton native. And we will talk more about that as the show goes on and read your texts. And we'll hear some Willem Dafoe clips. Ooh, I snuck in a William. It's Willem. Do you know that, Conrad?
It is Willem.
It is Willem.
Yeah.
Don't try to call. I naturally want to say William, and I got a little hint of it there, but it's Willem Dafoe. We'll hear a little of Willem's work in the next segment, as well as kind of a fun interview he did recently about acting, which I thought was really kind of fascinating. And you have a clip from your favorite show in the world where they talk about Willem Dafoe.
I just saw that episode last night, actually, which is hilarious. I didn't even know it was his birthday today.
That's a short clip. We could play that before the break. Let's hear that. This is a
it's a
mention of the iconic Willem Dafoe.
It's
on Conrad's favorite show, How I Met Your Mother. If you want to set it up more, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just Marshall Erickson trying to break the ice with people he doesn't really hang out with.
Actors. Willem Dafoe. Funny thing about Willem Dafoe, his name kind of sounds like a frog talking to a parrot. Willem Dafoe! Willem Dafoe! No? Willem Dafoe! Willem Dafoe! Willem Dafoe!
That's funny, but you texted me earlier that was one of the funniest scenes in the history of that show.
You gotta
watch using hyperbole.
You gotta watch the whole episode to get more of what it means.
Okay, fair enough.
It's hard to set up that little short clip with the
whole.
Is it
still your favorite show? Like you've been through The Office now.
It still is my favorite show. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how's the Sausage Party show coming?
It's funny. It's not great.
It's still funny. All right. He is Conrad Krieger. Sitting behind the board, I'm Pete Schwab. You got Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Networks and Willem Dafoe when we come back. Coming up next.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Food Truck Fridays are hopping this summer. Grab lunch from 11 to 2 at Chippewa Valley Mazda or check out the trucks at the Liney Lodge serving noon to 7. How does yoga with the goats sound? Hidden Timber Soul Sanctuary in Fall Creek is now the place for goat yoga, Saturday mornings through the fall. Want a little more action? The Lake Halley Pickleball football complex just outside Eau Claire is a new state-of-the-art facility, and it is the host for the senior tournament. July 27th, you can catch men and women's doubles action. July 28th, mixed doubles. Learn more at Chippewa Valley Pickleballclub.com. Or learn more about Chippewa Falls in general. Walking tours now underway at 11:30 every Saturday. Register at ChippewaFallsMainStreet.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. So, our question of the night, who's your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? Could be from any era. Could be stage, film, TV, whatever. We've had some really good ones here. Willem Dafoe turned 69 today. He's from Appleton. A lot of people would probably say, Willem. And I think you could argue he's one of the best, whether or not he's your favorite. I don't know. But got some great texts coming in already. Tom from New Berlin says, he's talking about this gorgeous summer night that we mentioned earlier in the show in the last segment. Great summer night watching the Brewers plugging into Pete and Nightlight, I think he meant. Love it. Well, that's a pretty good night. So he's watching the Brewers. He's listening to Nightlight. That's just entertainment overload right there. But I'm glad you're doing it, Tom. Great to have you with us, as always. Ross from Crawford says, Ross and Crawford, Orson Welles, another popular one. And certainly one of the most accomplished, maybe. I think anytime you're talking about an actor, like 50 years after he died, and we're like a totally different generation than Orson Welles, and people are still talking about him. That staying power that is really impressive. Anna from the 608 says, my favorite actor from Wisconsin is Chris Farley. Great one. And you could go for best, favorite, whatever. Chris Farley is probably the most likable. Hard to go wrong with Tommy Boy. Even if that's the only film he did, Chris Farley, you could put on that list, because that was that fun of a movie. And he was that likable. Steve from Florida, the 920, says Gene Wilder is my favorite Wisconsin-born actor. I agree with you. Gene Wilder is a treasure. And you know what's weird? I like Gene Wilder even more that he was married to Gilda Radner, because I think she's so funny. I would just love to listen to their conversation in that house like 40 years ago or 50 years ago. Gilda died long before Gene. From the 608, Anna says, Maya Rudolph is nominated for an Emmy this year for Loot. Oh, I did see that. Thank you, Anna, for that. Well, she will be, and Conrad did the Google. He took a memo. He Googled. He saw it through. Maya Rudolph left SNL in 2019. But, yeah, I have a feeling, as Brian Kelly mentioned, they might bring her back, because she could do probably anyone. Paula from the 920. Conrad's mom checking in. Conrad, your mom has kind of been MIA.
I know. She needs to get better at it.
Personally, what's a dizzle?
I don't know.
She just got a lot on her plate these days.
I think so.
You don't even know what is going on in your mother's life. I'm ashamed. Sorry, Paula. I'm trying. Paula says Mark Ruffalo, who was born in Kenosha, where I was also born. Did you know your mom was born in Kenosha, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a cool one. Mark Ruffalo's great. Loved him in Poorer Things. I like him in everything. He played a cop in a movie called Collateral, and I thought he was so good. But in Poorer Things, he kind of took his acting to another level. He was so funny. Loved him. From the 920, hands down, Chris Farley, come on, with a purple heart. Love the emoji. Love when people text and use emojis. Thank you, 920. That's great. We'll keep reading the text as they come in. We're getting a lot of them. That's great. Sherry says, hi. Hi, Sherry. Good evening, Pete and Conrad, she says. Spencer Tracy is from Wisconsin. I really like him. Sherry, I just want you to know, on my way to Madison today, I did pass the sign for Horicon, and I thought of you. So there you go. You're on my mind. And Spencer Tracy, that's a great choice. All right, so I want to get to some Willem Dafoe clips because Pat McGann will be here shortly at 7:35, and we will focus on comedy then. But right now, we have a clip from one of my favorite films, an underrated film, a film that only recently you could stream. It kind of went away for a while. I don't know what happened to it, if they lost the deliverables or what, but it is finally available to stream. So, Conrad, let's play. This is Willem Dafoe. He plays Rick Masters, a counterfeiter, who just shows up in another tough guy from South Central's place. They had a business deal and it went wrong. And Rick Masters just walks in there to take on these guys seemingly by himself. Here's that scene now.
I get all the taste, brother. Yo.
Hello, Jeff.
What are you doing in my crib?
You sent two to do Cody and they blew it. I paid you half. I want it back.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get that money back myself. I had to front the whole purchase to get my people to do their thing, so I ain't got it no more.
Well, then, you better try and 40 grand, because I ain't leaving without it.
I owe you, Cody. Next time, there'll be no up.
What next time? He's in protective custody.
Yeah. Protective custody don't mean to me. The man's dead.
In a pig's ass. Want my paper, Jeff? I can't afford to have it circulating right now.
And I told you I don't have it.
Get it.
Now look, my man. I told you I don't have what you're looking for. So why don't you make it easy on yourself? Just shag your ass out of my crib. Now you be a printer. Go get some ink. And start printing some more of that.
What's happening, fella?
Contract with me, Jeff. Now, I don't know whether you're into it. But you're gonna have to suck on this until you give me back my paper.
That's Wisconsin native, Appleton native, Willem Dafoe on his birthday. We have another clip we will get to later. Do we have a, you said we have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
What does our caller want to talk about? Put him through. I'm excited to get a phone call tonight because I'm in Madison. I love getting phone calls in Madison. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's Mark from the Sack. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo in Just Like Heaven with Reese Witherspoon, where she's in a, they figure out that she's in a coma. He takes over an apartment on a sublet and starts getting haunted by a spirit and realizes that she's somebody in a coma and comedy ensues.
I have not seen that film. How old is that?
It's fun. Let's see. Quick here. It's
not a big deal. We can look it up.
Let's see. 2005.
Okay, that's a great. Thank you for the recommendation. What is your name again?
Mark from the Sack.
Mark. Oh yeah, Mark from the Sack. Okay. Mark, thank you very much.
Thanks, brother. You take care.
You have a great night, buddy. Okay.
Bye-bye.
We were a little short on time there, so we had to cut Mark loose, but that's a great, another great suggestion from Nightlight listener to Nightlight listener. We have Pat McGann coming up in just a few minutes after the award-winning news team here at Civic Media keeps you informed. Marta Hansen is here in hour two. Who's your favorite actor from Wisconsin or actress? Let us know. Text us. Tell us on the stream. Just get in touch with us some way. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.